So you wanted to know how organizations make decisions when faced with uncertainty. Well, we took a deep dive into your source material, an excerpt from Nicholas Luhmann's Organization and Decision. And let me tell you, get ready for some serious aha moments.
Mm-hmm.
Luhmann introduces this idea of uncertainty absorption,
yeah,
which is basically how organizations take the unknown and transform it into the known. It's kind of like...
Well, it's fascinating because Luhmann argues that, you know, uncertainty isn't something that you need to just like eliminate.
Right.
It's actually like a vital resource. It's the engine that drives an organization's ability to both function and adapt.
But wouldn't that just create a constant state of like, well, uncertainty, how can an organization ever really find solid footing if it's always grappling with the unknown?
That's the paradox, right? Luhmann sees organizations as these closed systems, and they operate based on these internal chains of decisions. So every decision triggers the next one. It kind of absorbs some of the uncertainty, but it also generates new uncertainties along the way. You can almost think about it like dominoes, like each one knocks down the next one in this chain reaction.
So it's like each decision is like a piece of information that shapes the next one.
Exactly.
But if that's the case, how does an organization even keep track of all these decisions? I mean, it's not like he has a brain, right?
Right, not a brain. But Luhmann argues that organizations do have a sort of memory. The catch is it's very selective. They tend to remember things that kind of justify or support the choices that they made in the past, and often forget the messy, complex process that led to those decisions in the first place.
So like the organization is crafting its own narrative, picking and choosing which memories fit into the story it wants to tell about itself. But wouldn't that create a distorted view of reality?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why Luhmann really highlights the importance of understanding how this selective memory shapes an organization's identity and the choices that they make in the future.
Yeah.
Because think about it, even in like the most bureaucratic of systems, organizational memory often boils down to just remembering people and positions.
Right.
It emphasizes the human element in decision making, even when it's sort of shrouded in these layers of procedure.
That's a great point. I mean, it's easy to get lost in the process and forget that there are actual people who are making those decisions. But let's get practical for a second. Mm-hmm. How do organizations actually make decisions with all this uncertainty swirling around? Do they just fly by the seat of their pants?
Not exactly. Luhmann points out that they rely on what he calls types.
Okay.
And these are basically standardized procedures that create some order out of the chaos. So you can think about meetings, reports, application forms. All of these are predefined frameworks that help streamline the process of decision making.
Ah, so it's like having a playbook for certain situations. You don't need to reinvent the wheel every single time. You just follow the routine. But wouldn't that stifle creativity and innovation? If everyone's always following the script, how do you ever get new ideas?
That is definitely a valid concern. While types can, you know, create a sense of order, they can also limit thinking outside of the box.
Right.
And Luhmann acknowledges this. He suggests that organizations have to find a balance between established procedures and the flexibility to adapt to new situations. It's knowing when to stick to the playbook and when to toss it aside and improvise.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, someone has to be responsible for those decisions. Who has the power when it feels like everything is so uncertain?
Well, this is where Luhmann's view of responsibility gets really interesting. He connects it to what he calls the information value of a decision.
Hold on. Information value? I'm not sure I follow. What does that even mean?
So think of it this way. The information value of a decision is basically its impact on the organization. The extent to which it kind of clarifies the path forward. So, for example, let's say your organization decides to invest in a new product line. That decision has a very high information value because it shapes the future trajectory of the organization.
I see.
And the responsibility that's tied to that decision is massive.
So the bigger the decision, the higher the stakes, and the more uncertainty it's trying to absorb.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But how does all of this connect to the power dynamics within an organization?
Well, Luhmann argues that the way that uncertainty is distributed really influences power.
Okay.
So it's not just about who's at the top of the hierarchy. It's about who's grappling with the most uncertainty.
Wow.
Who's making the decisions that have a huge impact and shape the organization's direction.
So someone who is lower down in the hierarchy could actually have more power if they're dealing with more uncertainty than their boss. That really flips the traditional idea of power on its head.
Exactly. And it ties into another fascinating point that Luhmann makes, which is the illusion of control. So organizations like to project this image of certainty even when they're operating with incomplete information.
It's like putting on a brave face, even when things are maybe a little shaky behind the scenes.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that create a culture of hiding problems and just avoiding these difficult conversations? What are the risks of maintaining this facade of certainty all the time?
You're right on the money. That is a big risk. While this illusion of control can be beneficial for maintaining morale and efficiency, it can also backfire. Just think about how good news tends to travel so much faster within organizations than bad news.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
No one wants to be the bearer of bad news, especially if it seems like everyone is trying to maintain this image of everything is great.
Exactly.
But how do organizations deal with uncertainty that comes from outside their walls? Do they just build a fortress and hope for the best?
No, not at all. Luhmann talks about these boundary positions, roles like sales or public relations or leadership, and they act as these interfaces with the environment. They're vital for absorbing all that uncertainty that originates outside the organization.
So it's like they're the organization's antenna.
Right.
Constantly scanning the environment for any signs of change and then bringing that information back to the core of the organization.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that overload the system with too much information? Just too much uncertainty to even process.
That is definitely a risk. Luhmann suggests that organizations need to have really good mechanisms for filtering and interpreting this information from the outside.
Okay.
So it's about separating what's just noise from what's really important and figuring out what actually requires a response.
That makes sense. But to make sense of all of this uncertainty, you'd think that they'd have to be like hyper-rational, hyper-analytical in how they make decisions.
You would think so, right? But Luhmann challenges this traditional view of organizations being these perfectly rational actors.
He challenges everything I thought I knew about organizations. Tell me more about how organizations actually make decisions in the face of all of this uncertainty.
Well, what's fascinating is that they often rely on heuristics, mental shortcuts, and just simplified narratives to make decisions. They might favor information that's readily available or compelling stories over, like, rigorous analysis.
So even in these large, complex organizations where you expect everything to be based on data, sometimes it all boils down to a good story. That's surprising.
It is, and Luhmann argues that this isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's not a sign of irrationality. It's a reflection of just how inherently complex it is to make decisions in the face of so much uncertainty.
It's like finding a way to simplify the problem and make it manageable.
Exactly.
So we're talking about the human element even within these large systems. But how do all these different parts, the decision chains, the memory, the boundary positions, how do they all come together to manage this uncertainty?
Luhmann introduces this concept of directive correlation to kind of explain this.
Yeah.
And it's a broader idea than just hierarchy. It suggests that different elements within an organization can guide and support each other as they navigate all of this uncertainty.
So it's not just about top-down commands. It's more of a collaborative, dynamic process where different parts of the organization work together to figure things out.
Exactly. And this leads to another surprising finding from Luhmann. You know that stereotype of, like, bureaucratic organizations drowning in paperwork?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he found that executives, especially when faced with a lot of uncertainty, rely heavily on oral communication.
Really? I always thought it was all about memos and formal reports and things like that. Why would they favor face-to-face conversation?
Well, because in these uncertain situations, being face-to-face allows for immediate feedback and negotiation.
Right.
You can build consensus much faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more dynamic and responsive than just written communication.
So all those impromptu meetings and water cooler chats actually play a vital role in how organizations handle the unknown.
Absolutely. They're not just idle chatter. They're moments of real-time uncertainty absorption.
Wow.
Where people can share information, adjust their plans, and build a shared understanding of what's happening.
This is really shifting my whole perspective on how organizations work. Mm-hmm. But what about innovation? Where does that fit into this constant effort to manage uncertainty?
Oh, that's a great question. Luhmann sees innovation as a deliberate attempt to actually inject uncertainty, to challenge the existing certainties that an organization might hold.
So it's like intentionally shaking things up, introducing a little bit of the unknown to try and stimulate new ideas.
Precisely. And instead of just blindly pursuing innovation, Luhmann is more in favor of cultivating what he calls irritability.
Irritability. Yeah. That sounds a little negative. What does he mean by that?
He doesn't mean being grumpy or anything like that.
Okay.
What he's referring to is a heightened sensitivity to new information,
uh-huh.
a willingness to question your assumptions,
yeah.
and a readiness to just embrace the unknown.
So having a healthy dose of skepticism and curiosity, always looking for ways to improve, to change, to adapt.
Exactly. It's about being open to new possibilities and challenging the status quo, even if it makes you a bit irritable along the way.
This is a lot to take in, but I'm starting to see how these concepts can be applied to real-world organizations.
Absolutely.
This has been incredibly insightful, but I have a feeling that we've only just begun to scratch the surface of Luhmann's ideas.
We have. And that's what makes his work so compelling.
Yeah.
It really challenges us to think differently about how organizations actually function and to embrace the uncertainty that is just baked into their very existence.
Well, before we go too far down the rabbit hole, let's pause here and just absorb everything we've talked about so far.
Welcome back. We've been talking about how organizations are like these uncertainty absorption machines,
right.
constantly working to make sense of the unknown.
Yeah.
But you might be wondering, how stable is that reality that they construct, especially when, you know, something unexpected happens?
Well, it makes you think, what happens when an organization hits a situation that is so new?
Right.
So outside of its normal operating procedures.
Yeah.
That their usual playbook just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. It's like they hit a wall in that decision-making maze.
Exactly.
And Luhmann really highlights this, how organizations, even though they operate as these closed systems,
mm-hmm.
they're always interacting with this unpredictable environment, right?
Yeah.
And he argues that they kind of create these internal models of the world to navigate that environment.
Okay.
But those models can become a real liability when they're faced with these big external shocks.
Oh, I see.
Or even internal contradictions.
So like they're operating with this outdated map.
Right.
And suddenly the terrain is completely changed.
Exactly. Their reality is built on all these assumptions and past experiences that might not hold up in this world that's always changing.
Right.
This is why Luhmann suggests that organizations really need to cultivate this healthy sense of what he calls irritability.
Okay, I'm still wrapping my head around that term.
Right.
Remind me again what he means by irritability in this context.
So he's not talking about just like being easily annoyed or anything like
right.
that. Yeah. He's really advocating for a type of alertness.
I see.
You know, being receptive to signals that challenge those existing models that an organization might have.
Right.
So it's about recognizing when the map no longer matches the terrain.
Yeah.
And being willing to adapt.
Okay. So being open to being challenged
right.
by new information.
Yeah.
Being willing to question assumptions that you might have held for a long time.
Exactly.
Even if it means those assumptions might be holding the organization back.
Absolutely.
But how do you foster that kind of mindset in a large organization?
You know, it's definitely not easy, but it's absolutely essential for adaptation and innovation.
I can see that.
It lets those organizations break free from these self-made realities that we've been talking about, and then yeah. they can actually evolve in response to new challenges.
This makes me think about the role of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leaders play a crucial role in navigating those moments when the old rules just don't apply anymore?
Oh, absolutely. Leadership is essential for helping organizations make sense of uncertainty.
Right.
Especially when that usual playbook is irrelevant.
Yeah.
But Luhmann cautions us about putting too much faith in the idea of like a heroic leader
okay.
who swoops in to solve every problem.
So it's not just about having one brilliant leader with this grand vision.
While a vision is definitely important,
uh-huh.
Luhmann would argue that organizations can't solely rely on like a charismatic leader to navigate uncertainty.
I see.
What they really need is a culture of adaptability,
yeah.
responsiveness that kind of permeates every level of the organization.
So it's more about empowering people at every level to use their knowledge and expertise to make decisions.
Exactly. Like a good analogy might be a ship's crew, right?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to be skilled in navigating those turbulent waters.
Right. Not just the captain.
Exactly.
That's a great analogy.
So everyone in the organization needs to be engaged in that process of absorbing the uncertainty. And they need to bring their own unique perspectives to help the organization kind of chart a course through all the unknown.
We've talked a lot about organizations creating their own realities through decisions.
Right.
But if those decisions are based on you know, incomplete information, assumptions, different interpretations,
yeah.
doesn't that create a pretty fragile foundation for those realities?
Absolutely. Each decision does contribute to the organization's understanding of both itself and the world.
Mm.
But those decisions are often made with, you know, limited visibility.
Right.
And Luhmann points out that this process of constructing reality is really paradoxical.
There's that word again. Paradoxes seem to be like a recurring theme in trying to understand organizations.
I know, right?
So what's the paradox here?
Well, organizations have to make decisions to try to reduce uncertainty.
Yeah.
But every single decision, in a way, generates new uncertainty.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's like trying to untangle a knot.
Yeah.
You pull on it more, and sometimes it just gets tighter.
So it's like this constant chase for certainty.
Right.
But that certainty is always just out of reach.
Exactly. But Luhmann argues that this paradox is actually a source of dynamism for organizations.
Okay.
It keeps them on their toes.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps them adapting and evolving,
mm-hmm.
seeking to understand a world that is always in flux.
So it's not about achieving perfect certainty.
Right.
It's about learning to live with the uncertainty.
Yeah.
And to make it work for you.
Exactly. It's about becoming comfortable with the unknown.
Yeah.
And finding ways to turn that uncertainty into a strength.
And Luhmann argues that understanding how power works within an organization is crucial for navigating this dance with uncertainty.
Right. Ah.
Power. Now we're getting to the good stuff.
Right.
Because it's no secret that power plays a huge role in how organizations function.
Absolutely.
But how does this all relate back to uncertainty?
So Luhmann's view of power is a little bit more nuanced than just like a struggle for dominance or something.
Okay.
He suggests that power is fundamentally tied to the ability to absorb uncertainty.
So the more uncertainty you can handle, the more power you have.
Right.
It's almost like a superpower.
Kind of, yeah.
Being able to see through the fog and make tough calls when everyone else is hesitant.
Exactly. Because yeah. the ability to make decisions, especially in ambiguous situations, is super valuable.
Yeah, I can see that.
It brings direction
uh-huh.
and a sense of control.
Right.
In a world that often feels very chaotic.
And this challenges that traditional view of power being concentrated at the top, right?
Absolutely.
So it's not just about who has the biggest office or the fanciest title.
Right. Luhmann observes that real power often lies in unexpected places within an organization.
Yeah.
It's about who has the knowledge, the expertise, and the ability to effectively grapple with the uncertainty.
So power is more fluid and dynamic than we usually think.
Exactly. It's not a fixed position.
Right.
It's something that can shift based on who has the best grasp of the uncertainties at play.
That's really interesting. And this distribution of power can change, right?
Oh, yeah.
As new uncertainties arise, it's like a constant dance of influence within the organization.
It is. And this is where that irritability that we were talking about earlier becomes so important.
Uh-huh.
Organizations that are very rigid and stuck in their old ways of doing things
mm-hmm.
are more likely to struggle when they encounter those unexpected challenges.
It's like trying to navigate a storm with a broken rudder.
Exactly.
You need to be able to adapt
right.
to the changing conditions, to adjust your course.
Absolutely.
Based on the new information you're receiving.
Right.
But that level of adaptability requires a willingness to challenge those deeply held assumptions.
Absolutely.
That might be leading you in the wrong direction.
You got it. It's not just about absorbing the uncertainty. It's about being willing to disrupt your own certainties.
I like that.
Right. It's about constantly reevaluating your understanding of the world and then adjusting your course accordingly.
So this is about more than just surviving, right?
Yeah.
It's about using uncertainty to drive innovation and growth.
Right.
To continuously evolve and get better.
You got it. Luhmann would argue that this process of disruption and adaptation
uh-huh.
is really what fuels organizational evolution. It's what allows them to thrive in a world that's always changing.
This is really eye-opening.
Yeah.
I'm seeing how these abstract concepts can have a real impact
right.
on how we understand organizations.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest takeaways is how important it is to develop a more conscious and deliberate approach to this idea of uncertainty absorption.
Oh, okay.
So organizations need to move beyond just reacting to crises
right.
and cultivate this more proactive mindset
yeah.
that sees uncertainty as an opportunity to learn and grow.
So instead of trying to get rid of uncertainty completely, we should learn to work with it.
Right.
See it as a potential for innovation and creativity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's about shifting your perspective
yeah.
from seeing uncertainty as a threat
right.
to seeing it as a valuable resource.
Exactly. And it means understanding that power isn't just about hierarchy, but about knowledge
yeah.
and expertise.
Right.
And the ability to work with the unknown.
Exactly. It's about giving people at all levels of the organization the power to contribute their insights
right.
and perspectives to that decision-making process.
That's a really powerful message. It's about fostering a culture of open communication,
mm-hmm.
you know, being okay with constructive dissent.
Right.
And just a willingness to challenge the way things are done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about building organizations that are more adaptable.
Yeah.
More resilient, and ultimately more innovative and able to thrive in a world of constant change.
You've summarized that perfectly. Lumen's ideas give us a powerful framework for understanding how to achieve all of that.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has been so thought-provoking.
Yeah.
But I still feel like we've only just scratched the surface of Lumen's work.
I agree.
There's so much more to explore here.
There is, and that's what I love about Lumen's ideas.
Yeah.
They really invite us to keep questioning, to keep exploring. To keep grappling with the complexities of these organizations and the uncertain world that they live in.
But for now, I think we need to take a moment to reflect
yeah.
on everything we've learned before we dive into the last part of this exploration.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about a lot, from decision change and organizational memory to the illusion of control and how power dynamics are affected by uncertainty. But I'm really curious what happens when an organization faces something totally new. You know, like a situation so unprecedented that it just throws all their existing models and routines out the window.
Yeah, that's when things get really interesting. Lumen says that in those moments of really radical uncertainty, organizations often just fall back on what they know best, which is decision making. They try to take that unfamiliar thing and break it down into smaller, more manageable pieces, each of which can be dealt with through decisions.
So they're trying to create order out of the chaos, trying to find something familiar when they're in uncharted territory.
Right, exactly. But Lumen does warn against becoming too reliant on that approach. He says that organizations need to stay open and flexible and be willing to adjust their decision-making as they learn more.
So it's not just about making decisions, but being willing to revisit them, to adapt as needed, embracing that iterative nature of decision-making, especially when you're dealing with something you've never seen before.
Exactly. It takes a willingness to challenge your assumptions, to look at new perspectives, and to just experiment with different approaches. It's about admitting that you don't have all the answers right away and being open to learning along the way.
This makes me think about how important it is to look for input from outside the organization. When you're in a situation that's completely outside of your experience, does it make sense to reach out beyond your normal channels to get more knowledge and expertise?
Absolutely. Lumen highlights the importance of what he calls boundary spanning, which is how organizations connect with and learn from the world around them.
Wow.
And in these unusual situations, being able to build connections with other organizations, networks, or communities can be really valuable.
It's like admitting that you don't have all the best ideas, right? By connecting with others, you can gain new insights, test your assumptions, and end up making better decisions. But this requires a lot of humility, being able to admit you don't know everything.
That's a really important point. To really embrace uncertainty, you have to shift your mindset. You have to move away from always needing to be in control and move towards a more collaborative, experimental approach.
That brings us back to irritability, doesn't it?
Mm.
It's being open to being challenged, having your assumptions questioned, and seeing uncertainty as a chance to grow and learn.
Exactly. And I think Lumen would say that this whole process of working through uncertainty is really about making meaning.
Making meaning. How does that fit into this whole conversation about organizations and decisions?
Well, Lumen reminds us that organizations aren't just machines that process information.
Right.
They're social systems made up of people who are constantly trying to figure out what their experiences mean.
So it's not just about what organizations do, but what those actions mean, the stories they tell about themselves and to the world, about who they are and why they matter.
Exactly. And those stories, those meanings, are always being shaped and reshaped as the organization deals with uncertainty.
So uncertainty isn't just something to be managed or minimized.
Right.
It's actually what gives an organization meaning and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them think about their values and priorities and their role in the world.
You put it perfectly. Uncertainty pushes organizations to define themselves, to figure out their purpose, and to find where they fit in a world that is constantly changing.
This has been an amazing look at Lumen's ideas. It feels like we have a whole new way of understanding how organizations work, especially in this world that's so complex and unpredictable.
I agree. And I think the most important thing to remember is that uncertainty isn't something to be afraid of. It's just a natural part of life in an organization, and it can be used for learning, innovation, and growth.
It's about accepting the unknown, cultivating that irritability, and finding meaning in the middle of all the complexity.
And with that, I'd like to leave you with this final thought. If organizations are always building their realities on how they handle uncertainty, whose realities are being prioritized and whose are being ignored or left out?
That's a really powerful question. It makes us look beyond the organizational charts and think about the human side of those decisions made in the face of uncertainty. Whose voices are being heard? Whose ideas are being valued? And whose realities are being shaped by those decisions?
It's a question that's worth our time and attention, and I hope that this deep dive has given you some new ways to think about and navigate that complex and constantly shifting world.
Well, on that note, it's time for us to wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the fascinating world of Nicholas Luhmann and his book, Organization and Decision. Until next time.